Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. We're having a great time today, and I hope you are. Dr. Susan Fletcher is our new friend, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time she's been on our show. She's a licensed psychologist. She's an expert and a speaker that's a well-known speaker in the field of productivity, change, relationships, parenting, and many other clinical topics. Many of you may have seen her quoted in some of the major publications. She is the author of the new book, Parenting in the Smart Zone, and her next book, which is coming out before too long, called Working in the Smart Zone. She's our new friend, Dr. Susan Fletcher. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Susan, I want to talk about working in the smart zone for this segment at least. And then I want to get into parenting a little bit later. And the reason is because one of the things that I know and that I know you know is small business owners, in order for them to be successful, they have to be successful in a lot of different ways, including parenting, because
yep.
Small business owners have children too. And so I do think that's important, and I want to talk about that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about staying in your smart zone, working in your smart zone. I mentioned to my audience earlier that, you know, it's quite possible that some of us don't even know that we had a smart zone, and we don't even know where it is. So help us, tell us what it is and tell us how to find it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know when you're in it because you're working to the best of your ability, whether it's emotionally, behaviorally, or intellectually. And so we more likely know when we're in it, and we have trouble knowing when we're not in it. So what that means is, you know, we all have the kind of day where we're driving home from work or a meeting or going somewhere, and we have every intention of stopping to the dry cleaner or stopping at the bank or making a phone call. And then all of a sudden, about an hour later, we go, oh, my goodness, I completely forgot to do that. That's when you're disconnected and you're out of your smart zone. Now, we all do that.
So if I drive right by the cleaners after my wife has told me to go by the cleaners because I'm 5 miles down the road in my head, that's not in my smart zone. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'd have to talk to your wife, Jim, about that to see whether or not, you know, that's really another issue. But no,
so when I show up the next day with a knot on my head and someone says, what happened? And I say, well, I think I got out of my smart zone.
Yeah, and everybody knows your wife do it too. Well, you know, that's a good example because it's the simple things that we have every intention on doing and really have no good reason why we didn't do it. So
right.
It might be that we forgot to bring a file to the office we brought home the night before. Or
I do it all the time.
Yeah, so it's a lack of concentration. I've even had a patient recently tell me where she went to bed, and she went to bed kind of late. She had a lot of things in her mind related to work. She got up the next morning, and she walked downstairs, and in her kitchen, she had been boiling water all night.
No.
Now, luckily, it was on low.
Wow.
And there was a lot of water in the pot, but she just completely forgot.
Wow.
You know,
that's
and
dangerous.
People tell me, yeah, it's very dangerous. And so the potential of that is horrible. So whether you're driving, whether you're working on a project, and there's details you have to be attentive to, being out of your smart zone can really have a lot of negative consequences.
Well, for small business owners, it's not a matter of if you're not in your smart zone, it doesn't mean you're not smart. It just means that you got a lot of things on your plate.
Right. And, you know, I'm a small business owner. I have a clinical
right.
practice. I have four people that also see patients. You know, I have a company that where I do my speaking, and I have products. And then I have three kids, ages 4, 7, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
All boys. And so my husband and I are living the life of
right.
small business owners. And so as a small business owner, I can't afford to always hire somebody else to do something for me. So I have a lot on my plate, and I know your audience relates to that. And so when we have a lot on our plate, and we're multitasking, we're trying to do a lot of different things and balance it all, we can be out of our smart zone.
Right.
So that's why I was saying to you earlier, people are more likely to know when they're in it because they feel like, man, this was a great day. I got a
right.
lot of things done. And sometimes they don't realize when they're starting to get out of it until there's a dropped project or they forgot to make an important phone call or they forgot to give a bid on a project.
So how do we know, how can we recognize when we're slipping out of our smart zone so that we can stay in it when we need to?
Now, I'll tell you, one of the number one ways we can know that is we need to listen to some of the things other people are saying to us, you know? So, and even what we're saying to ourselves, as a clinical psychologist in my practice, I see a lot of business people, and this is usually what it looks like, Jim, is they'll say things like, you know, I just really haven't been myself. You know, I don't know why. Things are slipping my mind, or I completely forgot to do something. Mm-hmm. Or people in their lives are saying, what's wrong with you? You know, what's going on? Are you okay? So people are starting to check it out with us, and mm-hmm. that is one of the major ways that we can know, okay, something's going on. I need to pay attention to this. Because we can get, especially small business owners, remember, I'm one of them, is
right.
that we can make excuses for it. We can say, well, I didn't get a good night's sleep, which may be true, but it's a persistent pattern of not doing things to the best of your ability and having trouble concentrating, having trouble completing projects. And, Jim, doesn't that sound a little bit like ADHD?
Absolutely.
Like an attention deficit disorder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people might start thinking there's something really clinically wrong with them, when really it's just a matter of they need to make some changes in the way they're doing their life on a day-to-day basis.
Don't we need to, it seems to me that we need to be able to see when this might be coming. For example, one of the things you talk about in your book is that stress contributes to getting you out of your smart zone. So if you feel like you say, you know what, this is going to be a stressful day, I need to make sure I focus on staying in my smart zone. What do you think?
Right. Well, in fact, I think everybody has this metaphorical bucket inside of them. And what I mean by that is we have a bucket and it gets filled with things, and even things that are good. Because remember, all stress is not bad.
Right.
You know, the kind of stress that somebody might feel doing a presentation at work or doing a presentation for a bid on a project, that's good because it gives them energy.
Motivates you to seek excellence.
It motivates you to seek excellence. It also adds so much energy that people can see that you're a can-do person. It also adds confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so this bucket inside of you that I believe everybody has gets filled with things. It could be good, it could be bad things. But then what happens is the bucket gets full. And we haven't emptied the bucket. And so we have to find ways in advance to keep that level low, because if we don't, what I call it is an exaggerated response. So what that looks like is that you walk into the office and you're working on a project and you go to get another cup of coffee and somebody else has already emptied the pot. Okay, that's a really small thing,
uh-huh.
but you start losing it, or you go ballistic, or you
right.
start... And that's why I call it an exaggerated response. That's
mm-hmm.
another sign that we're out of our smart zone, because you get upset over something that really doesn't warrant that much energy into it.
I find myself not getting upset over big things, but getting upset over little things.
Yeah, and that's the biggest sign, Jim. So it's the copier out of paper, the copier getting jammed.
I thought it was just one of my charming characteristics, but
well,
apparently, according to the people around me, it's not so. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Stand by, Susan. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Susan Fletcher, ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of the new book, Parenting in the Smart Zone. And one of the things we're going to talk about in the next segment is a little bit of parenting in the smart zone. And I know a lot of us could use that. How about grandparenting in the smart zone? I could use that too. 20 after. Stay with us.
I cannot be denied.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Susan Fletcher, the author of the new book, Parenting in the Smart Zone, and her next book coming out in the next year or so, called Working in the Smart Zone? Is that the new title?
Working
in the Smart Zone. That's what we're talking about right now. We're going to get into parenting in a minute. But Susan, by the way, before we go any further, tell us where your book is. Now, the parenting book, is it out right now?
Yeah, the parenting book actually is being released in the next month, and people can purchase it off of Amazon.com or our website, which is hearsusan.com.
Hearsusan.com.
Yep, and you know what? They go to that website, they're going to find out I'm a redhead.
that's the reason we have you on the show. We needed more redheads.
Good,
so it's hearsusan.com. Tell us what else we'll find at your website.
Well, you're going to find, I also have a series of CDs on clinical topics because I, as you know, I'm a psychologist. I have a practice.
Right.
So I have CDs on ADHD, childhood depression, adult depression, learning disabilities. And then also we have articles that are free that people can get just to get more information.
Right.
Because, you know, even though we're talking about working in the smart zone, we're talking about kind of sometimes early warning signs of things like depression or anxiety.
Right.
And so day to day I see patients. I'm practicing and I have a clinical clinical practice, and so this information, I think, is valuable to people. So they'll find that. And they also can email me if they have any questions and want to get some brief answers. I don't mind that.
I appreciate you making that available. One more question about working in the Smart Zone. You talk about one of the ways to get into the Smart Zone and to stay there is to eliminate some words from our vocabulary. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's very slight, but words like can't. I mean, you know, somebody says, I really need you to work on this project with us. It's going to have some high visibility for our business. And, you know, it's easy to say, I can't. I just got too much going on. So if we can start talking about what we can do, then we can be a lot more productive. So it may be as simple as, you know, what I can do is I can give you some ideas, or I can look this stuff up, or I can hook you up with this person you can network with. So focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do.
One of my new favorite sayings that I've forgotten who said it. But some really smart person one time said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Exactly.
Isn't that great?
Well, you know, Richard Bach, who wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull, said, argue for your limitations and they're yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true.
That is a good one.
Yeah, another one is the word why. Asking the question why. You know, if somebody's late on a deadline or somebody doesn't give you what you need and you say, why did you get that, there really isn't a good answer they're going to give you. And that's really problem-focused. So a way to talk about that instead of using the word why is to say how or what.
Yeah.
So if there's something that's going on and you want to know more about it, you say how or what. What can we do to get this done as quickly as possible? That's a solution-focused way of talking.
If somebody has made a mistake, why won't get you to redemption, but what or how will.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's even with parenting, because my kids, as I said, are very young, and if my first grader breaks something and it's very valuable or sentimental to me, and I say, why did you do that? I promise you there's really no good reason he's going to give me.
How do we parent in the Smart Zone?
Well, it's very similar to working in the Smart Zone, but it's different players. And, you know, one of my favorite phrases, talking about favorite phrases, is I was the best parent until I had kids.
I know some people exactly like that.
Because we think we know how it's going to be. You know, I got my PhD one Saturday, and the following weekend I gave birth to our first child.
Wow.
And so, you know, I finished my last year of my PhD pregnant. And the day I got my PhD, I'd never felt more confident in my life. And then the day we brought that baby home, I was freaked out.
Exactly.
Because there are so many things that you cannot control with children, and isn't that a lot like what we deal with in the workforce?
Absolutely.
So they are the same, and one of the reasons I wrote the book Parenting in the Smart Zone is because of my clinical practice and because so many people found that they could be very successful at work, and then when they went home, they said, you know what, I can't do anything right.
Well, the reason this is important is because if our parenting relationships aren't good, then that puts an extra layer, a degree of difficulty on our business, on our small business success.
Yep, it certainly does, because we can't help but bring it with us to work.
What are some things? We've got about a minute and a half. What are some things that give us some good ideas on how we can improve our parenting and working and parenting in the Smart Zone?
Well, a couple of ways we can improve our parenting to be in our Smart Zone is that, you know, we got to cut ourselves some slack. First of all, we all have this need to be perfect. I mean, a lot of us do, especially small business owners, because we have a lot on our plate. And what we have to do is be able to sit back and enjoy things. So one of the things I tell people to do who are parents is to be selfish with their yeses. And see, that's different than saying no. So here, you know, I have this business, but I'm also a den leader for my son's Boy Scout den. And I love that, because what it does is it gets me out of my clinical head, out of the head that, you know, is part of me that has the PhD, and it helps me have fun and remember what's really good about the world. And so, you know, one of the things about parenting in the Smart Zone is you have to learn to enjoy, and you have to learn to get out of your head sometimes. Because if you do that, you find you can be more creative, which, again, puts you in the Smart Zone.
Do we take things too seriously sometimes?
You know, if we were really honest with ourselves, we would be able to see where we do that. Is that it's not just about taking ourselves too seriously, but it's not being happy with the successes we have.
Take the situation too seriously, maybe.
Yes. Yes, yes. Well, it's that whole thing about don't cry over spilled milk.
Right.
Because spilled milk is an opportunity to learn how to clean up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, you've heard of someone being a drama queen. There are drama parents, I think. And,
yes.
And I've probably been one of those. Susan, this has been fun. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I'd love to.
We'll have you back real soon. Now, the name of the new book is Parenting in the Smart Zone.
Exactly.
And give us the website again, please.
It's www.hearsusan.com.
All right. So we'll see you next time, Susan. Thanks for being
Great.
Here. Dr. Susan Fletcher, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break, right back with our good friend Steve Chandler. After these messages, the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.